he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Thursday to all of you out there. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got a good one for you today. The voice of the Browns with us, Jim Donovan. Going to talk about all that's happened this offseason and what's ahead for this football team over these next several weeks of the so-called dead period, downtime, whatever it is. Still some rookies around town, we know that. But just going to get a gauge on what Jim Donovan and what yours truly can see from what we've seen ahead for this team. Always great to check in with Jimmy. You're also going to hear our continuation of our series of updates of the rest of the teams in the AFC North. Going to focus on the Bengals tonight. We're going to have Jeff Hobson with us. He is from the CincinnatiBengals.com website. Old Jeff, we call him Butch. He's from the from Rhode Island and grew up a fan of the Boston Red Sox. So his name's Jeff Hobson, but we call him Butch Hobson from Red Sox. So I don't know if I refer to him as Butch occasionally now, but he's Jeff. Anyway, we're going to talk about what's going on with that football team, the offseason moves, free agent acquisitions, the draft. Always good to know, again, what the opposition is doing, and we'll continue that. Had the Ravens last night, Bengals tonight, Steelers tomorrow. We'll get into that for you tomorrow. We get into your questions and comments, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, and also via the Browns Daily voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, locally 440-824-6134, and let us go to voicemail and hear what this caller has to say.
Hi, Vic. I'm a Browns fan. It's Chris from Virginia. And listening to the show, I could say, you know, I guess I really like the show because I've been downloading it on my computer and listening to the previous day's show pretty much religiously for quite a while, since you've been on, actually. Been thinking about our little receiver, Benjamin, and his lovely long locks, and that he hasn't cut since seventh grade. And I was wondering about the ruling on whether or not a player could be grabbed by the hair in a tackling situation. And my guess is someone like himself, who, if he ever does get a chance to catch a ball in a Cleveland Brown uniform, he actually, it's a good chance that people are going to be trying to chase him down once he does get his hands on the ball. So they'll be, you know, desperately grabbing from behind. Hopefully that's the vision I have anyway. Anyway, are they allowed to grab him by the hair and pull him down? And if so, I guess it's you may want to consider getting a haircut or somehow figuring out how to tuck it into his shirt. Anyway, what's your take on that? Love the show. Bye-bye.
Good stuff, and thank you for the kind words. Long, lovely locks. That's where you stopped me right there. But, yeah, dreadlocks that Travis Benjamin has, and of course other players throughout this league, that's a style, and long hair from other players, not dreadlocks, is a style as well. We know that all too well with guys like Clay Matthews, for one, Clay Matthews Jr., for the Packers, and his dad, a former Brown. First of all, the hair is part of the uniform. So, yes, he can be tackled that way, number one. That's allowable, and guys have been brought down by their long, lovely locks. That's one thing. As far as your suggestion on tucking it into his helmet or whatever, into the back of his jersey or some, whatever you said about that, I'm not anticipating that happening. I haven't discussed this with Travis Benjamin. I don't plan to discuss it with Travis, although it might come up, maybe, from a reporter or somebody along the line, or maybe it will come up. Maybe I will ask him about it because you brought it up. But no, I think the bottom line here is that's how guys like to, you know, express themselves, represent themselves. He's been growing those since he was a little kid, so he's kept his hair at that length. And it's fun and funny to watch him streaking down the field, kind of it kind of gives him a little bit of just an indication of how fast he cuts through the wind as he's running along with that 4.2, 4.3 speed. It's an issue of giving opponents to, you know, the ability to grab him from behind. But I think if you ask him and talk about how fast he is, he doesn't expect himself to be caught. Cindy from Facebook: Colt McCoy is a fine quarterback, and he will be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Personally, I hope it isn't with the Browns. You don't deserve him. Wow. Yeah, there is that continued dialogue of folks being unhappy with how Colt McCoy was, quote, treated or has been treated in the selection of Brandon Whedon and the expectation of Whedon taking over as the starting quarterback, but that is what happens in this league. Teams do make determinations that they can get better at a position, draft guys, replace guys. It's how it goes. We'll talk more about that with Jimmy Donovan. That's going to be coming up in a couple of minutes. And other topics on the Browns with the voice of the Browns. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And much more is ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Bike nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com. Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd Annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle, with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band, and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Hi, gang. Riz here, and Hammer and I'd like to thank you for all that you've done and helped us out in selling out the 2012 Really Big Show Open at Coppertop Cherokee Hills. Never too early to get on board for the next one. Go to ESPNCleveland.com/RBSOpen and get on the waiting list. ESPN Cleveland would like to thank Coppertop at Cherokee Hills, U.S. Foods, Bob Gillingham Ford, MT Business Technologies, Initially Yours Awards, The Great Escape, Embroid Me in Brooklyn, Norhio Plumbing, and Huey's Event Production Services.
Get a Hyundai today. Visit Crestmont Hyundai, rated number one for customer satisfaction in Northeast Ohio. With the lowest prices on all new Hyundais, every new car comes with the Hyundai Assurance Plan and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Looking for a used car? Then get to CrestmontHyundai.com and view a huge selection of inventory starting as low as $29.95. Only at Crestmont Hyundai. You said it, we heard it. At CrestmontHyundai.com or off I-71 on Route 303 in Brunswick.
Football Thursday edition, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. So pleased to have with us now the voice of the Browns, Jimmy Donovan. Jimmy, how you doing?
I am doing great, Vic.
So, Jimmy, let's talk about the final off-season workout that the Browns had last week and kind of getting into the period now where it's about 5 weeks or so of darkness before we see the light again. What is your general takeaway from what this team achieved through these last couple of months?
Well, I think players and certainly coaches, and I think front office too, really enjoyed that they had an off season where they had these practices. And I really think the players really kind of cherished them. And that's, I know people will say, did they really cherish practice? And I think compared to when they had to start from square one last year when they arrived in late July once the labor situation was rectified and they had the new CBA, I think compared to where they were then on a short clock to what they had this year, I think that they were glad to have the workouts, glad to have the mini camp, glad to have the off-season conditioning program, glad to be in the building, to the point where I think some of them, you know, in the past maybe they were looking forward to this dark period before training camp.
Right.
But I think they kind of enjoyed it so much that they're saying, hey, why don't we keep it rolling for another week? I mean, that's the read I got on a lot of the players, that they really liked what they were doing and they truly missed it last year. And I think that the rookies, obviously, this rookie class coming in now are going to be much farther ahead than the rookie class was last year because they were way behind the eight ball.
No doubt about that. And it was clear as you got toward the end of these workouts that guys were getting feisty. I mean, the defensive side especially, I think they, as you said, not only wanted to continue, but they wanted to ramp things up, and you can't. During the rules say you can't in these non-contact workouts have any contact. But I think the defensive guys in particular were maybe leaning in that direction. I think the other takeaway for me is a general feeling that when you add the rookies to a mix that has some players that should take another step next year, obviously the first year players of a year ago, there's a feeling that better talent is around, and the optimism is growing from that.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Vic, and there's no question when you look out on the field and you see Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon, your talent level jumps up immediately, and it should, because those are very high picks, and those are very high-quality athletes. And we don't get the full picture of Richardson right now because of the very point you were talking about, that you can't hit. So we can't see him avoid a tackle, fend off a tackle, or people try and tackle him because there's no contact yet. But you can see the burst, and you can see the fact that he's like a racehorse in that starting gate ready to go. The other thing is that you can see Whedon, and you can obviously see that arm, and that is a precious, precious thing for him and for the Cleveland Browns and for those wide receivers, because the ball just jumps off his arm and it goes to distances of great length and it gets from point A to point B a lot quicker than it we have seen in the last couple of camps.
I get a sense that a lot of people are focusing on the fact that no official starter has been named yet.
True.
And are fixated on that point to say that it means, well, then there's some doubt here. Yeah, really, how good is the rookie if you can't name him the starter now? Is there a real chance for Colt McCoy to win the job, or even Seneca Wallace to be in the mix, whatever it might be? My response to that is, I think we know what it is. Brandon Whedon is the guy. Brandon Whedon was picked to be the guy and has demonstrated nothing that should change anyone's opinion about that so far. I realize that there are more steps to take with training camp, with preseason, a preseason game or preseason games, however that might be. But the mindset of the coaching staff, to me, is he's the guy. And it's his to lose. He got most of the reps during the offseason. Is there anything in your head that tells you people should be looking at it as, well, you know, this is an uncertain thing, or there's a cloud over the quarterback position? I don't see that, but I feel that from the outside.
Yeah, I think that people wanted a press conference, you know, with a designation of maybe, you know, that this is the starting quarterback, and maybe we hold up a game jersey with his number 3 on it, and maybe that will do it. Yeah. I think that people were thinking maybe Mike Holmgren will do it at his press gathering, yeah. But he's not going to do that because he has been almost sometimes to a fault ready to defer to his head coach. He doesn't want to overstep right. The boundaries there. That will be his head coach's job. But you're right. I mean, you look out there, and the body language tells you that the guy is the starting quarterback, and as I just mentioned, you watch him throw the football, and it tells you why they drafted him at number 22 in the first round, and we're very happy to get him there. And I mean, he is the guy. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
The next step is, once he gets out on the field and we put the pads on, and he starts to get the work, and that's the critical point now. Once training camp comes for any starting quarterback, but specifically him, because he's going to be a rookie quarterback in the NFL, is that he gets enough of the main work that he's going to need to get to be ready for that September 9th game against the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, right. If he's your guy now, you cannot, you know, shortchange him on reps during practice and then specifically in those 4 preseason games. Because that has been a problem here, Vic, in the past, that a guy that has been the starting quarterback sometimes hasn't gotten enough of the pie in those preseason games to be ready for the opening game of the year. Now, it's easier with a Jake Delhomme, and it's easier with a Jeff Garcia, and easier, you know, with some of the other veteran quarterbacks, a Kelly Holcomb. But not so easy for a Tim Couch or a Brady Quinn or a Colt McCoy and now Brandon Whedon. If he's the guy, then he's going to have to get extended playing time, and that means your offensive line is going to have to get extended playing time in front of him to protect him in those preseason games.
And your starting wide receivers have to be there, getting the timing with him, etc., etc. Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Jim, when we look to Colt McCoy and where this leaves him, on the presumption that Whedon is the guy, It's going to be, I think, at the very least, an awkward situation the longer he is here in the backup role, and the more questions that will be raised about, okay, what is his future? Are you getting any value for the guy? Is there value to get from him through a trade? How do you look at that?
Well, I look at it a couple of ways. I think that right now, I think that the Browns are keeping all options open at this point in time. I don't know that there is a market for a trade right now. But invariably, something's going to happen in the preseason. We don't want to have it happen here, and I'm talking about an injury.
I know what you mean.
But in some camp, somewhere, in some preseason game, some team is going to take a hit at quarterback. It always happened. I mean, I can remember when Gary Danielson was set to be the starting quarterback here, and we were going to keep Bernie Kosar on the shelf for one more year, and in the last preseason game out at the L.A. Coliseum, Danielson went down hurt. Kosar's starting, and his first game is going to be against the defending Super Bowl champion Chicago Bears in Soldier Field.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, something's going to happen somewhere. Suddenly then, Vic, I think then there's a market for Colt McCoy, because he's a great guy. He's got 21 starts underneath his belt from his play here with Cleveland, and someone may give the Browns a call at that point in time and say, listen, we need help. He seems to be a great kid. He seems to have some upside. Maybe we can do something there. So I don't think it's there right now, but I think through the weeks of July and certainly into August and before September, I think that might change.
With all the discussion, as naturally happens, about the quarterback position, a lot of other spots on this team do get overshadowed. Mm-hmm. It seems like a daily discussion about quarterback, and then everything else is everything else. So I wasn't trying to avert my eyes from anything else that was going on and just focus on quarterback. Looking at the defense, for instance, I see some reason to be encouraged by what this D-line might still be able to do despite the loss of a Phil Taylor. And I'm talking about Frosty Rucker's presence. Mm-hmm. I think that would make a difference. Jaquay Parker, it was noticeable to see some of the stuff he did. And Jabal Sheard looks every bit the guy that he was a year ago. And then you hope then some, because he's in that sophomore season. So how does he enhance a performance that got him 8.5 sacks last year? So, again, no contact, but I liked what looked like a line that would be formidable.
Yeah, I think so, and it's a great opportunity for the young man out of the University of Cincinnati, John Hughes, to come in, and the kid from Boise State to come in, and obviously they are going to get a little bit more of a look than maybe you first thought they would if Phil Taylor was here. But I think that they have made themselves a deeper defensive line, which I think that they needed. I think that Ruben got a little run down at some points of the year last year, and I think Taylor got a little run down and was probably surprised at the wear and tear it takes to get through an NFL season as opposed to a college football season. So the more the merrier, and the better the effectiveness of that defensive line to roll those people in. And then it's a big point for some other guys. Marcus Bernard, who's been away from the game because of the motorcycle accident last year. Can he come in at a lighter weight than he's going to than he was at this point last year? Can he come in, and does he still have it after being away from the game? It's a critical year for him because there was the switch in defense from the 3-4 to the 4-3 last year.
Right.
Then he got injured, and now he comes back in, and maybe some people have come in front of him. So he's going to have to prove that he can find himself a spot here and open up some eyes and try and adjust to this defense. So there are some people that are going to have to open some eyes very quickly.
Yeah, Brian Schaefering and Scott Patterson can't disappear either. They've got to all be, including Bernard, and then you mentioned Billy Wynn from Boise State. I mean, all of this group in one form or another has to make solid contributions and give them the ability to genuinely rotate enough time so that you are fresh in the fourth quarter.
And when you mention Paxton, I mean, every time he got in there last year, he was a tough, destructive defensive lineman, to the point that he was in on that hit on Roethlisberger that got him injured and changed the Steelers' season. Yeah. Every time he was in there, you noticed him. You know, it's just like Ruben. You always see the 71 flash out there.
Right.
And the same was with Paxton. All of a sudden, this guy just jumped at you in the preseason.
Yep.
But you wonder, is he one of these guys that just plays well in preseason games later in a game? But no, he got in games, and he was wreaking havoc.
No, and I brought up the D-line because, again, that's the easy one, I think, to overlook when you're focusing on other things. The linebacking core, another place that I think could be very solid, even with Scott Fujita scheduled to miss those first few games. I mean, I have faith that Chris Gokong can do what he's done and having Kaluka Maeva on the other side. And then the rookies, James Michael Johnson coming aboard and Emmanuel Acho. I mean, initially you say special teams for those guys, but they too could be part of the mix.
Yeah, those two kids really jumped out at me. Acho seems just like a great kid. I mean, I saw him down. He was at the youth football camp the other day, and he did a great job down there. And I know he does a lot of great work. But there's something to be said, Vic, for a guy that plays a lot of football in college. And he played a lot of football at Texas. And I like that. Mm-hmm. Just like the kid from Boise State. He played a lot of football. He played in a lot of big games. Boise State played in a lot of big games, and he was a part of that. And the linebacker from Nevada, he's got speed. I mean, he really looks like a young DeQuell Jackson at times.
Yeah, he does. And if he's anything close to that,
we're in good position.
Very good shape. Great stuff, Jimmy. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you, Vic.
He is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Change your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Comp, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, too quick to stay to lose.
Have you just about had it with TV timeouts? Would you like to tell the ref what he can do with his whistle? Are your lips chapped to the point that you can't muster one more cheer? Dr. Hess can help with a full line of soothing udder ointment products, including Dr. Hess Udder Sticks, available in four great flavors. And just the ticket when you want to scream, stick it. Now available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Discount Drug Mart, thank you to run around. You'll find everything you need.
Polar Pop! Hey,
pour yourself a polar pop.
Hey,
pour yourself a polar pop.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a polar pop.
Only at Circle K.
Place to get your tickets is Amazing Tickets. Red Hot Tribe tickets are available for the entire season. Get the seats you want. Great lower levels to box seats behind the dugouts. Contact Mark Klang at Amazing Tickets. 216-591-1800. 216-591-1800. And don't forget, football season will get here before you know it. BrownsTickets.com. Great place to get tickets today. Call Amazing. 216-591-1800 or AmazingTickets.com.
Thank you for waiting. To receive your auto insurance quote, press 1.
Great.
Congratulations, you're all set.
What?
Congratulations on your new auto insurance policy. Wasn't that quick?
Is there a slow down button?
At Liberty Mutual Insurance, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/Cleveland and speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force, and I'd like to introduce the most revolutionary product in home security, the Alarm Force Video Relay. See and speak with whoever's at your front door through your cell phone from anywhere in the world. Get an Alarm Force home alarm and an Alarm Force Video Relay together for only $199 up front and only $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hi, gang. Riz here in Hammer, and I'd like to thank you for all that you've done and helped us out in selling out the 2012 Really Big Show open at Coppertop Cherokee Hills. Never too early to get on board for the next one. Go to ESPNCleveland.com/RBSOpen and get on the waiting list. ESPN Cleveland would like to thank Coppertop Cherokee Hills, Royal 10 Cigar, Joe B's, Dennis Kreider Photography, Applebee's, Mallard Creek Golf Course, Nemacolin Woodlands Resort, Sinorama North Olmsted, Acme Fresh Markets, Amazing Tickets, and the Wood Fire Grill.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To the Browns official Facebook page we go. Santana says he hopes the Browns trade McCoy. Honestly, even a second-string job at some place like Dallas would be more respectable for him. Cleveland treats its players like absolute garbage and doesn't even deserve him warming a bench. Wow. Well, I don't... Treats its players like absolute garbage. Santana, I'm not going along with that. You're a fan of Colt McCoy, so your passion, your emotion is understandable, and give you room to do that, buddy. But, It's not about mistreatment. It's about the cold-hearted nature of this game, of this sport. And I think, you know, I think you know that, but if you don't, then here it is. This is what this is about. Every year, why is there a draft held every year? Why is there a free agency period held every year? Why are teams constantly in a position to change, add players and make the difficult calls about replacing players? And those aren't easy decisions, but they do have to be made. it's been said, and I can well, I won't cite names, but through the years of covering the league, just in a general sense, I know of general managers and or coaches who some of them wore the dual hat of GM and coach, that they're accused of, quote, falling in love with their players, in to the extent that their perspective is skewed by emotion, that they don't see what the talent level is or isn't, and that a change has to be made because of the attachment to that guy. And some of that attachment is driven by your own reputation, and you've put yourself on the line, your decision making on the line by picking a particular guy and putting that guy in a position, and then you don't want to make a change because it's an admission of being wrong, except that you've got to take that off the table, and however many cracks you get to fix something, to get the quarterback position right in the case of the Browns, you've got to do it while you are in the seat to do it. And if you wait on doing it and do nothing, it can lead to your peril as the decision maker. So, but ultimately, you're making the move to make the team better. You could say, well, it's about self-preservation, job preservation. I'm not going to deny that that doesn't enter into any of the decisions. But if you make the right decisions and you win and you've preserved yourself, you've made the team better. Something good has happened that's larger than just your opportunity to stick around. And for some folks, even doing that hasn't been enough. You can talk to some folks around coaches around the league or ex-coaches around the league who have felt that. Donnie from Facebook, he says it's kind of hard for Colt to not hang on to the ball too long because of the receivers on the Browns, that they're not good, Donnie says. He used something other than not good, but that's my editing here. I want to argue, Donnie, that while there are instances where receivers didn't help him and wouldn't have helped any quarterback, you can help the receivers with getting the ball out quicker, getting the ball out with more velocity and accuracy. You can, as a quarterback, affect that. You get the ball through the limited window that's there, and you're not holding on to it too long. You're making the play. This is a very, as a general rule, this is a pass scheme that requires a quarterback to get it out bang, bang, you know, fast, and see the open guy and find that right guy and put it in his hands and then move on from there. And when you see the drills, when you see what's happened in these off-season workouts, the guy who has done that the most consistently is Brandon Whedon, without a doubt. Without a doubt. You can envision that happening in games, and receivers suddenly who looked like they weren't getting open last year suddenly are open. Oh, wow. How does that happen? And again, this isn't, I'm not saying this to denigrate Colt McCoy or anybody else. It's just the difference that you see in the difference in how that works. But no, was Colt always helped by, or, you know, to go to your point, I'm not saying everything that didn't happen well in the receiving, in the passing game was the fault of the quarterback. That would be untrue. Receivers are culpable. Everybody's culpable who's involved in that process. O-line, you name it. But a quarterback who can do that thing, get the ball out fast and get the ball into the hands and make it catchable, he can elevate receivers. He can make his line look better. You can do a lot of things that with one guy being special, truly special. If that guy, and if that ends up being Brandon Whedon, that's what the Browns are shooting for. Okay, we've got much more coming up for you. Going to continue our series of checking out the update, or giving you an update, I should say, checking out the other teams in the AFC North. Today, it's the Bengals. So we're going to talk with the expert on that team, Jeff Hobson from CincinnatiBengals.com. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has
has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Save on hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, like 0.9% financing on Liberty's certified Fords. That's 0.9%, plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone.
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View in Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present, from Comedy Central's Mind of Mencia, comedian and actor Carlos Mencia. Come see Carlos Mencia this Friday through Sunday at the Improv, located next to Shooters on the West Bank of the Flats. Carlos Mencia, you've seen him on the Chelsea Lately Show and the Tonight Show. Now come see Carlos Mencia live and in person this week at the Improv. He's only doing 5 shows, so make your reservations early. Call 696-IMPROV, that's 696-4677, for tickets to see the hysterically funny Carlos Mencia. We'll see you there.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money. Money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at only $99. You decide your Browns game plan, choosing the biggest names and the biggest games while saving over single-game ticket prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. And we continue our series of updates of the other teams in the AFC North. Today we're going to take a look at the Cincinnati Bengals, and helping us to do that is our good buddy Jeff Hobson from CincinnatiBengals.com. Jeff, how you doing, man?
Victor, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an interesting offseason for this Bengals team, particularly when we look at the offensive backfield and the additions that have been made there. We start with a couple of players added to the list at cornerback. Terrence Newman comes aboard from the Cowboys in free agency, as does Jason Allen coming aboard from the Texans. I just look at the list now. That brings to, what, a half dozen first-round players in the secondary, or at least on the depth chart of the secondary of the Bengals.
Right. I think the working numbers are 6 first-round corners and throw-in safety Reggie Nelson, and that's 7 first-round DBs. And, you know, talking to some folks, you know, a guy like Peter King is saying, you know, well, a lot of those guys haven't been, you know, productive in their previous stops. But I think, I think the point is that these guys have played well when, you know, it depends how they're used. I think Jason Allen is a guy that really feels comfortable playing a corner rather than going back and forth. So I think they, you know, they've got him specifically a corner. Terrence Newman is a guy that grew up in Mike Zimmer's system in Dallas.
Right.
And Zimmer's pleased to have the guy. You know, I think they felt like Newman had a crisis of confidence in Dallas the last year. They cut him. And, you know, there was the thinking was that, you know, he's going to be 34 in September and he's done. These guys think not. Zimmer thinks he looks as good as he did when he was, you know, 27, 28 and going to Pro Bowls.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's all how you use these guys. You know, it's a coach's league, and Zimmer is known as being a hell of a DB coach as well as a coordinator. And, you know, the big thing, Vic, was they got these guys thinking that Leon Hall might not be ready, at least early in the year, but Hall has looked terrific.
Okay.
And the thinking is he'll be ready to take that first snap at training camp as he comes off an Achilles injury.
Right. And adding Dre Kirkpatrick, we'll talk a little bit more about the draft in a minute, but that's another of the corners on the first
round
that, you know, that this team has. So,
and the great thing about it is they don't have to rush Kirkpatrick. They can ease him in.
Right. Former teammate, of course, of Trent Richardson, Alabama, the Browns' first-round pick. And, you know, again, we're starting this conversation with defense. What a shock, right? Because in the AFC North, I mean, it's really defined by that, as we know. And there's a lot to talk about with the Bengals' offense. But still talking about the defensive side, it's Marvin Lewis and it's Mike Zimmer. And it's that mindset that you've got to be strong and stout there. And it looks to me like that's really the priority of this football team.
Yeah, I think the thinking, Vic, is they're going to be strong up the middle. I think is they want to be they want to have that good defensive front, you know, and they want to be able to cover. And I think that's if they can get to the quarterback and cover, I think and stop a fellow by the name of Trent Richardson and Ray Rice and these great AFC North backs, that's the formula. And you know, they had the they think they've got that in the secondary. They certainly have guys that can cover, and they've got all their starters back on the defensive line and of a defense that finished overall seventh in the league. And they've added, you know, they lost their two backup linemen, Rucker and Fanene, but yet they feel like they kept pace with that when they signed Jamal Anderson in free agency and drafted Devin Still and Brandon Thompson early in the draft. So I think that's the formula. They look at a team like the Giants.
Right.
Great front four, great line, able to cover. That's how the Giants have done it, how many teams have done it. I think the Bengals are trying to follow in those footsteps.
Yeah, Frosty Rucker, of course, one of the free agent acquisitions of the Browns. Talk about the offense and an interesting move, I think, and I want you to explain this. Cedric Benson, the Bengals decide not to keep him and instead go with more of a running back by committee approach. Why are they doing that?
Well, I think, you know, they feel like the days of the bell cow are gone. You know, guys getting worn down. I think the thinking is, you know, you're looking for more. You know, you like to get more spark, a few more big plays. And I, you know, guys take a lot of hits nowadays, and I think they just look at some of the better teams are kind of rotating backs. And Cedric Benson, you know, did what he was supposed to do here, but they come with Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, who's an interesting guy. He doesn't have, he's not the big spectacular long run guy. That they hope is Bernard Scott, who has done that in the past. But they're thinking that a 1-2 punch, also sprinkling Brian Leonard, is going to make Ellis and Bernard more effective.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thinking is that you know, Ben Jarvis is the guy they've really been hurting. A real weakness for them has been red zone, short yardage, and goal line. Being able to run in those situations. It's funny, they have great running stats, but they're never able to run the ball when they have to. And I think they feel like in Green Ellis, they get a very reliable guy who's never fumbled. We were talking about this before, Vic. Never fumbled in high school, college, or the pros. He's the perfect AFC North back in that regard. Tough guy, knows where to go. And then you sprinkle that with Bernard, who can pop a big one on you. And I think that's what Jay Gruden wants to do. Been talking about a back by committee ever since he got here, and you know that kind of peeved Cedric, and it was time to move on there. And Jay likes to throw to his backs too, and you know Cedric's just not really he can do it, and he made some big plays in the passing game, but that's not his shtick.
Right.
But I think, you know, Green Ellis can do it, and Bernard can do it. They're emphasizing that with him in the first 3 years with Bernard. They have felt like he wasn't ready to contributed to the passing game. They feel like now that he is. So I think that's, you know, there's a variety of reasons why they're going that route.
Jeff Hobson joining us from CincinnatiBengals.com as we continue our series of updates of AFC North teams on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The big story of the Bengals last year, of course, was Andy Dalton as a rookie quarterback having a very strong year as a starter, surprisingly, maybe to some looking at it from the outside, and then having A.J. Green be the impact player at receiver that he was. Now that the two of them, I mean, they did this last year just on the basis of a training camp to prepare for the season. This year, they get to work like all teams in the league. They get an off season that we didn't have in 2011. And I'd like your observations on what you've seen of them during the off season workouts and how that's going to impact maybe that hope that they have of building better chemistry.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always kind of tough to tell, Victor, and during these, you know, they're not hitting. There's no pads, and the defense always seems to be ahead of the offense anyway, you know. But Dalton looks like he's throwing the ball well, you know. And Green is just, you can't cover him. So now they've had to me, the amazing thing about last year, what they did as rookies was to win that game on the road against the Browns up there in their first game when they'd virtually had 36 days of experience together. You know, I mean, they just had no, you know, because of the lockout. And now they've had all this time together. So I think the thinking here is, well, they can't help but be better. You know, and AJ just is a, that's the thing. You know, there was a big thing in the middle of camp. The closest thing they've had to a controversy here was Greg Cosell of NFL Films musing about Dalton's lack of arm strength and the, you know, that the Bengals aren't really, you know, aren't all in on him yet. Well, that was, you know, they are in on him because when Mike Brown dealt Carson Palmer, that meant they were in on AJ on Andy Dalton. And then, you know, he threw a couple balls 60, 70 yards in the air during camp, and it looked good. And Green caught everything. I mean, Green is just a, someone called him, he's just a beast. So it looks like things are headed in the right direction.
You mentioned Jay Gruden's name, and his stamp on this offense, of course, was felt last year. The balance that he wants to bring to it, but also in hoping to open up other things within the passing game. But, you know, his ideas about running back by committee doesn't mean less of an approach by running backs. It's still a very important part of the game. It's just how he wants to change things up and of course, developing Andy Dalton a little further. Give me your take on what we can expect from a Jay Gruden run offense in year two.
I think, you know, they'll try to run the ball. I think they'll spread out the carries. I think they're going to try and get Jermaine Gresham more involved. Dalton's big tight end, who was their first-round pick in 2010, was actually taken 21 selections before Rob Gronkowski. And I think they feel like they have that Gresham is really an untapped weapon right now. And you guys will remember that was actually Dalton's first touchdown pass of his career up in Cleveland, and that was a big play near the end of the first half. And they think that's what they got to get more out of Jermaine in the red zone and down the field for some big plays. I think you'll see more aggression, you know. And I think to me, Vic, the big thing you'll see is the offense kind of taking two or three more strides. And I think that means more timing, more rhythm throwing from Dalton, you know, and trying to work those number two receivers in there. There's a bevy of them, you know. There's no clear cut running mate for AJ with Jerome Simpson gone to Minnesota, but I think they feel like that's another thing where they can go by committee on the outside and using Gresham and Green as their main weapon. So I see it. I see a little bit more of Dalton rhythm throwing, running. You know, carries scattered throughout the running back core, and those big plays to Green will all, and those big plays to Green and Gresham, with AJ, of course, being the go-to guy.
Jeff, in the draft, the Bengals ended up with five picks in the first three rounds. If you could talk, we touched upon Dre Kirkpatrick, who they can bring along, as you said, kind of slowly here at corner from Alabama because of the other additions in free agency. But and you touched upon Devin Still coming aboard from Penn State. The impact of players that you see in this group.
I think that the guy who's going to start right away and they think is going to be a factor is Kevin Zeitler, the guy from Wisconsin, who they took with that 27th pick when they traded down with New England to get an extra third-round pick. He'll start right away. I think Devin Still, the second-rounder, the defensive tackle from Penn State, and Brandon Thompson, the defensive tackle from Clemson, who came with that extra third-round pick, they'll make the club, obviously, and I think they'll, I think they'll play some. But I think obviously they'll start out. They're playing behind a very good group of guys. You know, Paco and Atkins are top shelf guys, but they will work in a rotation, maybe 8-10 snaps a game, something like that to start out. And then I think beyond that, I think Orson Charles is an interesting guy, the tight end from Georgia that they got in the fourth round. And I think that, the guy who really will probably make an impact besides Zeitler is going to be Sanu, the third-round receiver from Rutgers, who they really, you know, you hear they think he's a little bigger and a little faster than T.J. Houshmandzadeh. Can play the slot, can play all. I mean, this is a thing where they've had problems here with guys, you know, kind of picking up the playbook. You know, we heard a little bit about that, about Chad in New England, that, you know, he had trouble picking up things, and Bob Brakowski, you know, had said, "Look, you know, we don't want to put too much on his plate, so he only plays one spot." Well, you know, Simpson was kind of in the same. That's why it took Simpson so long to get on the field. You know, according to the coaches, who said they had trouble absorbing the playbook. Well, they don't have guys like that now. They've got. I mean, Sanu walked in here in his first practice. He played all three spots, and the same thing. And by the end of by the time this thing was up, most of the receivers had. And I think a lot of that is because of Jay's offense. He makes it easy enough that the things can be interchangeable. But I think they got a different kind of guy. And with Sanu, I think he plays. I mean, I think Zeitler obviously is going to play right away. He'll be the first rookie guy to start, I believe, from Steinbach. And Sanu, I think he'll be. I think he's a slot guy starting out, and he could contend for that number two job too. But Sue's a very smart guy, a lot of TJ in him, savvy, finds the holes, knows how to shield. Just seems to have an instinct for being able to shield defenders and to find an open spot. And they're really high on him. Now he's not that burner. But, you know, TJ got loose, too, even though he didn't run fast. So, I mean, takes brains, too. So I think the two out of those five picks, I think the guys you're going to see come quickly are Zeitler and Sanu.
Interesting stuff, Jeff. Thanks so much for breaking it down, and we look forward to talking with you down the line.
Victor, sounds good. Have a good summer. Thank you.
All right. Jeff Hobson from CincinnatiBengals.com helping us as we continue in our series of updates of the other teams in the AFC North here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month, and get a complimentary two-year, 30,000-mile maintenance plan. That's $199 plus a no-charge maintenance plan. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Hi, gang. Riz here and Hammer, and I'd like to thank you for all that you've done and helped us out in selling out the 2012 Really Big Show open at Coppertop Cherokee Hills. Never too early to get on board for the next one. Go to ESPNCleveland.com/RBSOpen and get on the waiting list. ESPN Cleveland would like to thank Coppertop at Cherokee Hills, U.S. Foods, Bob Gillingham Ford, MT Business Technologies, Initially Yours Awards, The Great Escape, Embroid Me in Brooklyn, Norhio Plumbing, and Huey's Event Production Services.
HGR Industrial Surplus, the largest used industrial surplus showroom in the galaxy, is at it again with Wheel of Deals. Stop in Thursday, June 28th, and spin to win summer fun tickets and store credits of up to $250. HGR is open to the public, and Wheel of Deals is a chance for everyone to win. As always, visit us at HGRINC.com for more details, but be sure to make this coming Thursday your day to get the HGR Industrial Surplus, just off the East Shoreway at 20,001 Euclid Avenue. HGR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Palm Heights, Vermilion.
Back with you on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We go back to your questions. The Ask Vic portion of the show, driven by Liberty Ford, the Browns official Facebook page. Jacob submits this. I believe Colt McCoy will be a top 50 quarterback in this league. Yes, that means a top backup. Don't cry for Colt, though. If he is any bit as smart as I believe he is, that young man will become one of the best coaches in football someday. Jacob says he has the smarts, he has the toughness, he has the heart. 2 inches too short, shame. I like the kid and wished for the best. Well, I'll say this. That's a comprehensive and I don't consider a wise guy breakdown of the guy. I think you say that very sincerely, it sounds like, the tone. And you reference the height thing, which has always been a question for Colt coming out of Texas into the NFL. Perhaps has been an issue for him, realistically. And I guess it's one of those things that you see once you're out there. Do you see a guy who, again, facing those towering D linemen, or standing behind towering O linemen, and then towering D linemen with arms up, making them even more towering, and then having to move from side to side to find a throwing lane. And the image, one of the lasting images you have of Colt McCoy from, say, 2011, is a guy who would go to his right often and make his biggest plays to his right often, moving to his right. Moving not to run necessarily, but moving to see and then deliver and then connect, hopefully. And your points about his intelligence and the toughness and the heart, yeah, those are all right on. This is what makes this so hard for a lot of folks, because it is easy to like, if not love, McCoy as a quarterback, as a player, as a representative of this or any team, because of who he is and how he's put together, how he's his makeup, and being a coach's son. And I think that would carry forth for him. Quarterbacks do, I think, can make good coaches in the NFL if they want to go through that life, and it's a tough one. And that's what usually stops those who have made some decent money in this game from wanting to get into it as a living after football, because of the hours and the the insanity of it all. It's such a tough life. Alan from Facebook, I think Whedon is your answer. I see playoff this year and Super Bowl next year. I'll check back in this time next year to see how it worked out. God, I hope you're right, Alan. Man, I hope you nailed that. That's a lot to put on one guy. It's going to take a lot more than Brandon Whedon to achieve what you set out for this team to achieve. But I'll tell you, I'm not going to sit here and laugh at it and say that there's no chance, because that is why you try to get dramatically better. And you can get dramatically better even with younger players. There's nothing that says a young team can't be successful, can't have the kind of success you're talking about in this league, because turnover is extensive and things change around the division. Part of the big reason I want to have all of us, you know, sort of get an inside look at the rest of the teams in this division, those six games, 0-6 last year for the Browns. How do we figure that out and change that? Aaron from Facebook, he says, I can't wait for Whedon to be the quarterback we've been looking for. McCoy is and always will be a college quarterback. Can't make a living in the pros throwing only 20-yard passes. A little harsh there, but I don't think Colt's got a future in the NFL. It may not be as a starter, by the way, after here, and it may not be here. But I think there's a future there. All right. I think that's going to put a wrap on this one. We want to thank some people. We certainly want to thank Jimmy Donovan, the play-by-play voice of the Browns and the Browns Radio Network. We want to thank Jeff Hobson, our buddy from CincinnatiBengals.com, for his breakdown of the Bengals as we continue our series of updates on the rest of the AFC North. Tomorrow will be the Steelers. We'll get an inside look at that team, just to give you a tease for tomorrow's show. And for Dixon will also be part of that show. We want to thank Drew Boatner. We want to thank Danielle Lavelli. And we want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.